program is archived at www.wings.org. Wings thanks your local radio station, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Vaughn, editor of the book Women and the Gift Economy. The Wings sound logo is from Libana's album A Circle is Cast. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.
This is CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the Student Union Building in Vancouver, British Columbia. Welcome to Radio Radio, the Love Edition.
And it is that. We are on location. We're on location at the very très chic new gazebo restaurant on Robson Street where lovers meet and eat. Lots of celebs. Who can't wait for Valentine's Day?
It's a cozy table, isn't it?
Yes. Who are those people?
I'm not champagne, sure.
Champagne, my dear.
Always have to have champagne. Anyway, Chef Guy is preparing a very special amorous menu. All entrees have aphrodisiac qualities, and we invite you to join us.
Delicious.
Thank you, Nimrod. It's nice of you to join us for a glass.
Look at those people over there, man. Look at them. Would you see what they're doing?
You like it?
Oh, God. I think we're going to move to another table. The Paris of the Middle East back in the old days. What a beautiful place. Have you been there?
To Paris?
No, Beirut. No. Or Paris.
No, I have not.
I haven't because I was too young.
But your dad's been there.
Auntie Pam talks about it as being, you know, one of the most beautiful places at that time. That was before the Civil War. Oh, anyway, that album has nothing to do with Beirut. That's just the name of Zach Condon's band. He's 21 years old. and a bit of a musical prodigy who loves to go traveling and absorb the cultures and sounds of various places. And that has a not so vaguely French feel about it, which is perfect for our dinner here at the new gazebo on Robson
yes.
Street. By the way, across the hallway from where we are here at CITR 101.9, they're having their big meeting. Annual meeting and all the staffers are here. All
That's
the celebrities
right. all
from
the
CITR. I think Hans Kloss is in there somewhere grimacing, but. You know what? I mean, we've gone to several meetings, and this is the one we don't get to go to because we have to be on the air and do what's right. But so what are they serving today?
Well, usually there's pop and donuts and pizza.
Well, now it's duck confit.
What?
They're serving duck confit to CITR staffers in there. Well, we have to sit in here and just kind of like chew the fat, as it were. Anyway.
That's a lot of fat to chew here, I tell you.
This Valentine's Day program is kind of like, it's premature, but what really we're trying to do is convey the whole feeling of love throughout the whole program. So a lot of the music, not all, but most of the music, we had a dig, has a kind of a love connection, if you know what I mean. So if you're feeling at all amorous or you're feeling, we'll be very helpful in promoting l'amour. And tis the week of love, as we mentioned, with Venereal Disease Day on Thursday. If in a relationship, the Center for Sexually Transmitted Diseases is offering free checkups this Thursday, VD Day in Paradise Coast, Horny Thursday.
Oh, I can feel it now.
Don't say that,
it's
man.
It's freaking up my leg here.
Though you started it, the truth.
CITR Radio would like to thank Leslie Feist for that song. And we're sorry that the show is sold out tomorrow night. Tomorrow's Orpheum 2010 Cultural Olympiade is sold out. Feist will be there with a...
You're on the guest list. That's why you're saying that. That's why you're promoting it, right? Are you on the guest list? Come on. Fess up, man.
I'm not going to talk about that, but we would like to say sorry, Leslie. You didn't win any awards last night, but...
That's the way it goes. It goes like that, man.
You know, just go out and buy her CD. She'll be happy because it's a great CD. It's called The Reminder. Did you feel it all? Did you feel it all?
And thank you for taping part of the... Because, Shaw cut me off. I'm not going to pay.
We won't ask why.
No. And I don't really have much to use for the Grammys, but there were some interesting bits and pieces, and you got them. I wanted to see Amy Winehouse,
yes,
who I heard was amazing, from London, and her mother was on stage, and apparently the whole audience were crying afterwards.
She was shocked. I mean, her eyes went wide, and it was just like she really was shocked. I don't think she was expecting.
Thank you for taping that for me. I'm sorry you didn't get the polka category. I was waiting for that, but talk about that one later. I got an axe to grind, and I drink your milkshake. what was it? Sam Coover, right. Now, I don't know if you've been to Sammy Park yet. Remember Stanley Park? Sammy Park? He's making fast changes that nobody knows. The council is sort of spinning around, like, what's going on here? Mayor Sam's sleep, of course, was rudely interrupted by the sirens, police, fire, medical, racing through Yale Town through all hours of the night. Well, maybe, they could save lives that way, Sam. I mean, sorry about your sleep, Your Worship. And CITR, we're having a meeting right now discussing many things, and one of the things we're discussing is to send you 10 pairs of top-quality earplugs worn by some of the heaviest bass players in Vancouver. Sleep well, dude. That's the way it is. What are you going to play for us now?
Well, I thought a little Nick Cave.
Well, there's a man who exudes love.
And the bad seeds, of course. For your perusal now in Radio.
Accomplishments beside her, yet I seem so obvious. obsolete and small. I found God and all his devils inside her. In my bed she cast the blizzard out. Mock sun blazed upon her head. So completely filled with light she was. Her shadow framed and hairy and mad. Our love lines grew hopelessly tangled. And the bells from the chapel went jingle. I love you. She had a heart full of love and devotion. She had a mind full of tyranny and terror. Well, I try, I do, I really try. But I just err, baby, I do err. So come and find me, my darling one. I'm down the grounds, the very dregs. Here she comes blocking the sun. Blood running down the inside of her legs. The moon in the sky is a battered and mangled. And the bells in the chapel go jingle, jangle, jingle, jangle. Toward their end. I knew before I met her that I would lose her. I swear I made every effort to be good to her. I made every effort not to abuse her. Crazy bracelets on her wrists and her ankles. And the bells in the chapel go jingle, jingle. You love me.
Caveman cometh, Brighton's most celebrated resident here on CITR. Dark Prince of Pop, Mr. Cave, has been ensconced writing new Bad Seeds album, or CD, for April release. Very cool title called Dig, Lazarus, Dig. Rise up, come back to this wretched life and dig, Lazarus, Dig. CITR 101.9 FM, the Love Edition.
Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds doing that one for you there for sure. Oh, man, I like that.
What's wrong? What's wrong? You
flash
okay?
Flash your Friends of CITR card and get a nifty discount at the Kiss Adult Toy Store, the Regional Assembly of Text, and the Bike Kitchen. Show it when you shop and thank them for being a friend of CITR.
Right, we're moving along. Oh, yep, there we go.
Well,
okay.
they're having the meeting across the river, or rather across the hallway here, here in the sub ballroom building of CITR Studios. They're having a big meeting there, and as I mentioned, they're having duck confit. And also, and a beautiful, beautiful salad prepared by Rob Feeney. And what do we get? Nothing.
What did you say?
Quiet, you silly bird.
Oh, I love that. Do the duck again. Man, that's, you know, like, I haven't heard a duck like that since, Oh, I don't know. What's his name? Mel Blanc? That's a long time ago. Anyway, they're, as we speak, they're monitoring everything we do here, yes. You know, because what the meeting is all about, although Bryce didn't want to say that to me, is about how not to do, campus radio by following along a professional like yourself in that. And it's not a put down. It's just sort of like, you know, when you give like a time check or a radio station ID, you do it so professionally. And I don't think that they want that. I think they want it a little more casually. Do you know what I'm saying? It's not a put down.
Yes.
Don't take the last 45 years of your professional experience as being something that you should be feeling badly about. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, good.
Cool.
I'm glad.
Yeah, I just wanted to clear that up for you.
Okay. Well, I was walking down the street in Burnaby Heights today coming back from a swim, and I noticed a car from Ontario license plates, and on the dash was a sticker, you know, one of those bumper stickers, but it was on their dashboard, and it had said something about the Sadies, and I thought, well, I should dig up something by the Sadies and play it here. So it kind of reminded me a bit of the Birds.
They probably were the Sadies.
Yeah. Sadies. All right. If you're from Ontario back east, you'll know about them.
That's short. How short was that?
Oh, I don't know. 2.5 minutes or so. But it did remind me of the Birds kind of harmony, and that's called Never Again, Sadies.
Yeah, it does have that.
New Seasons, title of that CD.
Well, we have some short songs. We have some longer songs. We have some fast ones. We have some slow ones. We try and cover, you know, speaking of covers, we have a cover song coming up in just a moment. CITR 101.9 Radio. The pre-Valentine's Day or anti-Valentine's Day show made possible with a grant from the newly unelected TransLink board appointed by Gordo. Not public input, and I don't know which of the new board actually rides TransLink, if any. You know, inquiring minds of ridership here want to know. Bus Riders Union, get mobilized. Commuters, wake up and smell the trans stink. At any rate, Chan Marshall, a.k.a. Camp Power, has a new album out. Now, this song here, of course, you know, there are songs Most major cities have songs written about them. Paris probably is number one. Last time, all the songs about Paris, modern or old, whatever, from whatever era. There have been songs written about even Montreal. Toronto has had a song. I think Tragically Hip mentioned Toronto. But, of course, the key songs, the key cities for songs have been Paris, Rome, in North America, London sometimes, but not currently. Not if you go by Morrissey. But there have been songs about San Francisco, quite a few songs there. But the city that captures, that probably has more songs written about it is, it's in New York State.
Sorry, my mind is not following you. It's somewhere else.
Well, that's okay. It's probably in a better place.
Yeah.
No, we're talking New York City. And, of course, this is the song that everybody equates with New York. Liza Minnelli, Frank Sinatra, Michael Bublé. But you haven't heard it like this before.
Thank you, Nimmer. You're just a wealth of information, and I thank you because I work with with your dad, Captain Midnight, early days of LGFM, and
right.
He was the same way. He was really into the music, and that's what's so much fun about you because you're into the current scene,
Well, so. Yeah, but I also know the old stuff because I've been around the old man long enough, and I got my education from him. I can't read or write, but I know my music. New York.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I wanna be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes along the two streets, right through the very heart.
That's it. Short and sweet. Lots of short ones today. Mm-hmm. New York, New York. Given Cat's bluesy, not too terribly enthusiastic rendition. But we like it. Fine. We have in 10 minutes time, roughly, the man who is the foremost authority on, next to John, along John Tanner here, on unidentified flying objects and stuff. He is our ufologist. Dr. Michael Strainer will be on with us. I'd like to thank Chris, who brought in a little bit of a duck confit from the meeting across the hallway there of the CITR staff and big shots.
It's pretty rich stuff, that's all I can say.
Oh, but it's really, really good. With Valentine's Day approaching, it's good to remember and to know and to share in the knowledge immortalized in song by, I guess it was the Beatles, that all you need, All you need is money.
Yes, that's
Take
true.
Take it anywhere.
Okay, you're tuned to CITR 101.9 FM, where it's now 6:30 here, and Radio, formerly Son of Night Dreams. I'd like to remind you of a gig coming up, a local band we'd like to recommend. They're called Brainchild, and headed by Bing Jensen. They're playing this Friday, the 15th, from 8:30 till midnight at the End Cafe at 2360 Commercial Drive. They played at the Summer of Love for the last 2 years. Here they are, Brainchild.
There's a revolution going on. I see it when I look in my mirror. And the time for hesitation is all gone. As the point of no return is drawn. I'm a
revolution going on.
Brainchild at CITR's Radio. Catch them at the End Cafe this Friday night. You'll hear them all. David Engelman, Bill Sample, Jason Crickler, and Mallory Temple with, of course, Bing Jensen up front. Okay, Nimrod, here
well,
we are.
You know, many, many people will be spending this Valentine's Day alone, and that's cool. You know, but alone doesn't mean lonely. It's possible to love thyself this VD Day and buy yourself something nice. Something new, like a CD or a DVD. Enjoy a fine meal at one of your favorite restaurants, favorite cuisines. May we recommend the Saravana Bhavan, South Indian, opened up and packing them in for good reason. And share the love with yourself and indulge in that. And maybe an after-dinner stroll by yourself. And then back home alone to the serenity and warmth of your own humble abode and watch that new DVD and vibe in a nice nightcap, maybe a toque, ending your own personal Valentine's Day with a long, lovely wank.
Drag my feet along the floor. Then I see you, you're walking across the campus. Cool professor studying romances. How am I supposed to pretend? Studying romances. How am I supposed to pretend? I never want to see you again. How am I supposed to pretend? I never want to see you again. In the afternoon, you're out on the stone and grass.
There they are.
Yeah.
That's Vampire Weekend. Is it hyperbole or the next big thing? We're not sure. Was not blown away by the CD. Caught it over the weekend. Liked it. You know, it's got a lot of African rhythms in it, and they're doing some really interesting stuff. But it didn't. The songs themselves didn't really. It all kind of sound the same after a while. But that's initial listening, and I think it might be what they call in the business a grower.
Yeah,
we're not,
nice
we're not talking grow ops. We're talking grower.
Grower, yes.
Yeah, the drumming sort of like is infectious. 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 Vampire Weekend have sold out their first Vancouver appearance already. And that song is called Campus, which we'll dedicate to the engineers, of course. Engineering week ending. But those Oh, those dudes. Hey, man, same old stunt, dangling Volkswagen Beetle shells from Granville and Lionsgate Bridge last week. Didn't go over too big with a lot of people. Next year, bros, try dangling an SUV from the Olympic clock. Try that.
We'll
see
try
if that
it.
Works out.
Okay, bad news for all you Valentine's people. It's not going to be a nice day on Thursday.
Aww.
Wednesday looks good, mainly sunny after some more rain tomorrow. But,
well, at least 45 Thursday. Minutes.
Yeah. So it's a good excuse to stay indoors. But whoever you're with on Valentine's Day, just remember, it should be someone you love, right? Who do you love?
I love me.
Use a cobra snake for a necktie. I got a brand new house on the roadside, made from rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new chimney made on top, made out of a human skull. Now come on, take a little walk with me, Arlene, and tell me, who do you love? 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 Tombstone hand and a graveyard mind, just 22 and I don't mind dying. Snake whip, take it easy, Arlie, don't give me no lip. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you wagon flew, hit a bump and somebody screamed. You should have heard just what I seen. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Arlene took me by my hand. She said, ooh, wee, boy, you know I understand. Who do you love, honey? Who do you love? Who do you love?
Otha Ellis Bates.
Bo diddly baby!
Born in Macomb, Mississippi, 1928. But then he was adopted by the McDaniel family, and then he was Ellis McDaniel. But we know him as Bo Diddley. And that was recorded in May of 1966. Who do you love?
Uncle John, how old would he be now, do you figure?
If he was born in 1928.
Well, do the math, I guess.
2008.
We're waiting.
1928. Well, he'll be 80.
But, you know, he's 80 and he's still going strong, still playing. He tours nonstop. I think he had a few health problems along the way, but he's cool.
He's cool.
Bo
yes.
Diddley Daddy.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is what you've been waiting for. If you believe in strange occurrences, which have been happening on planet Earth for a long time, since people have been looking up at the sky, we've seen drawings of strange objects in the nights and daytime sky, disks and hovering objects, UFOs. And now with our UFO expert, here he is, Vancouver's and world expert on the subject, Michael Stranick.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Nimrod.
Good evening, Michael. Dr. Stranick.
Okay.
Well,
last week we were in Texas with a lot of weird sightings.
Yeah.
What's going on now?
Well, at the moment, the investigators are arguing amongst themselves over that case, and the media has dropped it like a hot potato. And what we have here this time is a little different. One of the maddening things about the UFO phenomenon is that it always stays kind of the same, but it's always changing. And it seems that the latest thing they're doing is hanging out at airports and hovering over large cities. And this one has a Vancouver connection, and maybe somebody in the audio radiance will know something about this. Maybe somebody was on this plane. But JAL, Japan Airlines 747-400, which is pretty big, was surrounded by 20 black spherical objects in the San Mateo Air Corridor near the satellite towers in the state of Mexico. Now, this is the Mexico City International Airport. Now, this happened on January 24th at around 6:30 p.m. Now, this was given to a researcher by the technical personnel at the airport who had direct access to crew information. The JAL airliner's registration number is JA800, and it was flying the Vancouver to Mexico City route. Now, the witnesses, and there were many, stated that the flying objects were black-colored and divided into two groups, and there have been many other encounters between UFOs and airliners in this air corridor. And as you also know, things in Mexico, especially around Mexico City, have been going completely bananas since about 1990, and we have yet to get really good, hard information on a lot of these cases, which is the sad state of ufology these days. And now we'll bop over to Auckland, New Zealand. On the 26th, a man living just outside of Auckland reported that his cows were bellowing all night. At about 1:30 in the morning, he went outside and saw a strange ball of light over the city. It was bouncing around and had strange lighting, like the cross you see from a bright light in the dark sky. You know, the typical thing that you see on NASA photographs, Hubble, you know, anything like that. But the cross is usually vertically oriented. Well, the moon was like three quarters, and it was a clear sky. Now, the cross went straight through the light, and he used the clock definitions. One was going from 8 o'clock to 2 o'clock. The other was going to 4 o'clock, but should have gone to the 10 o'clock position, but it did not make it to the 10 o'clock position where you'd expect it to be. So, evidently, we had three-fourths of a cross. He literally dragged his wife out, and she confirmed that, you know, everything that he was seeing. And he finally went to bed around 3 a.m., and the ball of light was still there, but it had moved away, still strangely lit, but much nearer to them. And there is a new book coming out called How the UFOs Ended the Cold War. And that's a terrible title, but there is some interesting new information there, formal, informal. And it was about discussions between mostly the USA and Russia regarding UFOs, and was based mostly on that uniting to fight a common enemy. And actually, Douglas MacArthur was the first one to bring that up. But there are new quotes that were off the record from Reagan, Khrushchev, Gorbachev, Yeltsin, everything. It looks very, very promising. And we also know that Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton and a lot of other presidents have had some real interest in the UFO phenomenon. And just things are kind of wild right now and crazy. And all I can do is say that my instincts are telling me that something is up, but I have not a clue what it is, because these are never things you can guess in advance. There seems to be no apparent logic behind the phenomenon, but perhaps there's what they call a meta-logic, a logic that is so complex that it's just beyond our comprehension, or we would have to know a lot more about the phenomenon. But other than that, it's been the usual, a lot of reports, but nothing, you know, really significant in the last 2 weeks other than the two I just mentioned to you.
Ooh, okay.
Can I just say one thing?
Yep.
Wow.
Thank you, Michael Strainick, for that UFO report.
My pleasure.
Talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Will do.
Ciao.
Ciao.
KITR 101.9. And what would Valentine's Day be, Love Week indeed, be without a little MBV, My Bloody Valentine, Loveless, a timeless album. They got the name My Bloody Valentine from a B-horror movie. And the title Loveless, probably not from, but it was actually the name of a film, by the first one by Catherine Bigelow, called Loveless, with Robert Gordon. He was in that. Just a little background information for you there. We just go that little extra distance.
Yeah.
We're having our little dinner this evening here at the beautiful gazebo on 4th Avenue, where lovers meet and eat, sometimes each other. More duck confit, garçon.
Oh.
Please, more champagne. Listen to them. Listen to them.
What are they up to now?
Cut them off, man. Hey, cut them off. These guys are getting a little bit too carried away. Hey, you're not a chin-chin, man. Stop it! Stop it. She's really bad, too.
She is, yeah.
Well, you know, personals, as far as, like, Valentine's Day goes, you know, on the whether it's personals online, in the bars, you know, trying to find somebody, or in the back pages of discerning publications like the Georgia Strait and the West Ender, so many seeking love. Sometimes in the wrong places, but it's and it's many expressions. I mean, it's on and on. There is no one way. Sex is obviously a major pull here, if you get my drift. But even companionship, platonic or not, is indicative of the desire to share. That search continues and often yields disappointing results. And if you really enter a request for that someone online, or you answer the personals, you've got to keep your expectations modest. Or like CITR listener Waldo, who called in a little while ago and asked, "Could you know you're doing a Valentine's Day show in advance of?" Say, "Yeah, it's cool, man. You can call. What can we do for you?" And Waldo sent the following in, which I found was really interesting. And he goes on to say, young bisexual male atheist into theater, long walks along the beach, Asian cuisine, CITR, of course, loves movies, stamps, ballet, professional wrestling, bestiality, aggravated assault, home invasions and extortions, getting pissed and eating stuff off the sidewalks.
Ew.
Are you the one for me? I'm 5 foot. I think it's 5'6", 340 pounds, balding, thick glasses, and controllable B.O. Call me, let's talk. Waldo's number from CITR upon request. I do love those personals. Don't you?
Oh, love them.
Happy, happy. Wanted single left. Under 33, must enjoy the sun, must enjoy the sea, sought by single M, Mrs. Destiny, send photo to address, is it you and me?
Reply to single M, my name is Caroline, cell phone number here, call if you have the time, 28 and bored, grieving over loss, sorry to be heavy, but heavy is the cost, heavy is the cost.
Response. These things can be scary, not always what you want. How about a drink? The St. Jude Club at noon. I'll phone you first, I guess. I hope I see you soon.
I never got your name, I assume you're 33. Your voice, it sounded kind. I hope that you like me. When you see my face, I hope that you don't laugh. I'm not a film star beauty, I'll send a photograph. I hope that you don't laugh. Show up. I waited for an hour. I finally gave up. I thought once that I saw you. I thought that you saw me. I guess we'll never meet now. It wasn't meant to be. It wasn't meant to be. I was sure you saw me, but it wasn't meant to be.
Wanted single left, under 33. Must enjoy the sun, must enjoy the sea. Sought by single limb, nothing too heavy. Send photo to address. Is it you or me? 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 Is it you? Is it you? Is it you? Me? Me? Is it you? Is it you? You or me? Me?
So I wonder if they got together.
Hmm.
And if they did, what did they do?
Who knows?
The stars.
I don't know if I want to know.
A song called Personals. The Personal Columns. Well, of course, you've been married happily for a long time.
32 years.
But before that, did you ever answer personal columns? You were a DJ, man. You had I was going to say chicks. I'm sorry. You had girls and some guys really pounding at the back door of your radio station, wanting to meet you, and you never knew exactly what they were there for. Sometimes you did, sometimes you didn't.
Right.
But a lot of times they're very lonely people.
They were, yeah. Oh, we met a lot of people, some of the DJs took advantage of the young ladies that would call in the night. But I just I made them my friends. I didn't want to get into any.
You're a good guy.
Stuff or anything
you're
like that.
A good guy. Hey, did you have something from Pam?
Pamela Anderson.
Oh, Pamela Anderson.
It was a quote from Pamela Anderson. I thought it would be fitting as we had our pre Valentine's show. Is it kind of windy out there? Anyway,
just
here's something that Pamela said. She said, "I paid off a poker debt with sexual favors, and I fell in love."
Oh,
isn't it so romantic?
Beautiful.
It's romance.
Oh, Pamela.
Oh.
Pamela, Pamela, Pamela. Love you, and you're one of ours. Concert alerts, lots of stuff coming up. Just a few. Ravenettes, British Sea Power, Vampire Weekend sold out. Clinic are coming, first time in a long time. And in the beginning of April, one of my dad's favorites, and I sort of got on to him, the singer and the band, a little bit late. And they've been, Mark Eitzel has had a solo career and done some very interesting things, including taking an entire album and re-recording it with Greek musicians in Athens. And it worked. But we're talking about the American Music Club from San Francisco. They are here, I believe, probably the first time in a long time. I think they came here once many, many, many years ago before I could, even take the bus. and they're playing in early April at Richards. Vastly underappreciated. New album is due anytime now. This goes back a couple years to an album from their hometown, San Francisco American Music Club. Mark Eitzel.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver in stereo, streaming, and there'll be a podcast later.
Broke my promise that I wouldn't write another song about you. I guess I lied after 12 years.
still love you. On the phone you sound happy, but a heart can cry, and you don't see the tears. I'm glad you went back. 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 The California sun always shines, but San Francisco is a cold place to have a run of bad luck. Everyone likes to shine their little flashlights in your face. I'm glad you went back. 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 The blue sky is made of butcher knives, and everyone you meet is wearing some stupid disguise. In Columbus, there's no spotlight to dazzle your eyes. I hope you find someone who loves you, cause all your love will save you. So long, I can feel you in my life when you're happy. No matter where you are, no matter where you are, I'm glad you went back. I'm glad you went back. I'm glad you went back. I'm glad you went back.
American Music Club off San Francisco. New album features a lot of new musicians working with guitarist Voody and writer, singer, and quite an entertaining guy, Mark Eitzel. Last time he was here was with as backup to Everything But the Girl. That's a long time ago. I was just barely got in there. And he had a really crappy time with the sound system, and he was I had to buy him a drink and calm him down and that, and he said, I'll be back sometime. Well, they're back, and, the quality of his songwriting is not to be taken for granted. A guy can write, however dark, but we like it dark. Week of Valentine's Day at CITR 101.9. Share the love with someone for you young fellow young dudes out there, I know sometimes what you go through. I have too, and we wish you well this Valentine's Day, Thursday. We wish no erectile dysfunction, no premature ejaculation, no low libido. Don't let those disturbances get you down instead of up. All right, talk to your doctor or that sex therapist. And have a good Valentine's Day. Long John.
Thank you, Nimrod, son of legendary Captain Midnight. Jolly John here with, we're eating some duck. No, not you. It's okay. All right, attention, moon watchers. Stay tuned for a total lunar eclipse on the evening of Wednesday, February 20th, over most of North America, especially Canada on the West Coast. That includes you down in Oakland, Bumpo. The umbra, or dark shadow, of the moon. The dark shadow of the moon, that's a dark shadow of the Earth, I should say, begins its passage across the moon at 5:42 Pacific Standard Time, just when the moon's rising here. Totality starts at 7 p.m. and lasts until 7:51 Pacific Standard Time. The umbra leaves the moon at 9:09, and then the penumbra, or fainter shadow of the Earth, leaves the moon's surface at 10:17. Now, because the moon passes through the lower part of the umbra, the bottom of the lunar surface will appear a brighter orange-yellow than the rest of the moon, which should turn a reddish color, brick red. And while you're watching the eclipse, Wednesday the 20th of February, the bright star below and to the left of the moon will be the planet Saturn. Keep your eye on the sky. Remember, night walks with me, and the moon leaves me just enough light to see, and my shadow my only company. So says Black Mountain. Perfect eclipse of the moon music by Black Mountain. That's called Night Walks. Be sure you're playing that CD on the 20th of February. Let's hope the skies are clear, too. I can't promise that, though, folks. You know, it's
You do what you can, and we can and appreciate it. Apparently, sunshine on Wednesday, and then it's back to the usual.
I see that we've got a jazz show tonight at 9 o'clock here at Gavin Walker's Inn at CITR 101.9 FM. Check that out.
We do, and that's preceded, of course, by Gary Gary and the show called...
Radio Free GAC.
Okay. Well, the strike is over.
Yay!
Hollywood can cut back now on their Xanax and Ativan, thank God, or George Clooney. He did some mediation on it. Writers will write. Actors will act. Directors will direct. And Matthew McConaughey will continue to reveal his much-celebrated torso ad nauseum. Number one at the box office... Matthew mostly shirtless in fool's gold. Crap, crap, crap. Shit, shit, shit. Enough idiots to sustain mediocrity. We know that. Damn you. The Oscar, though tamped down, will go on. Jon Stewart, likely the host. Best picture will be No Country for Old Men. But as much as I like that, and I love the Coens, it should be There Will Be Blood, a flat-out masterpiece that is maybe too dark for the Academy. Ooh. The sad, sick story of America, the black gold greed that rules to this day. Best actor will be Daniel Day-Lewis, an amazingly complex performance. Not a likable guy. You know, if it comes down to likability, that doesn't enter into it. But no one has come close in performance. Best actress, a real toss-up. Julie Christie is front-runner, but I'm going with Marion Cotillard and her brilliant take on Edith Piaf. That could be an upset. Support actor, can't miss Javier Bardem in a superb field. Glad that at least Hal Holbrook from The Shutout, Into the Wild, and that pisses me off, Sean Penn's film, love that. Hal Holbrook is in there, and I was sad that little Emile Hirsch didn't get a nomination over Johnny Depp, but then, you know, we like Johnny too, though. Support actress should go to Amy Ryan for Gone Baby Gone, but it would probably go to Cate Blanchett, who did a good imitation, and that's all it really was of Bob Dylan, but well done. Best director will go to the Coens, and for No Country But for Old Men, but... Hey, Paul Thomas Anderson should get it, really. Oscar's song, and now we get to the interesting parts, the music, where Oscars usually mess up. It should be the song from Once, Falling Slowly, Glenn Hansard of the Frames, but no nominations for Eddie Vedder's work on Into the Wild, but there's three or four pieces of Hollywood schlock from Enchanted. And now then, let us dump on the soundtrack section. All fine nominations, but two major lockouts that were better than most. Nick Cave and Warren Ellis for The Assassination of Jesse James, not in there. And the shocker in this category, the shocker, nary a mention of the haunting, highly original, modern classical work of Radiohead's Johnny Greenwood score right here in the background for There Will Be Blood. The two movie catchphrases of the year into movie history. One, you don't have to do this, from No Country for Old Men, said at least six or seven times during the film. And the big one, the big movie quote of the year into history, from There Will Be Blood, I drink your milkshake. Suck your cock.
favor, don't put me in the dark. What you do, she said, they're mine, all your tools. You just tied me to the mast of the ship of fools. Cobwebs up a fanny, and I believe in giving to the poor. Why'd you keep, she said, why'd you spit on my snatch? Are we out of love now? Is this just a bad patch? What'd you keep, she said, why'd you do what you did? Drove my ego to a really bad skid. What'd you do, what you said? Ain't nothing to laugh. You just tore all our kisses right in half. For such a low bid.
Yes, it is rude. Rude and crude and brilliant. Seldom has love, affection, jealousy, and carnality converged so beautifully, as written by Heathcote Williams, poet, playwright. Did that for Marianne Faithfull's Broken English album back in the day. And what a sweet song it is. It still titillates.
As you love those titillations, don't you?
Our pre-Valentine's Day program has come almost to an end. For my part, thank you very much. I love you all. And Long John, if you'd like to add anything to anything that we've already done or not.
Oh, well, you know, my heart is beating, thinking about the big day on Thursday. Kind of sad the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi passed away in the last week, 91 years old.
Oh, I was just going to ask, your heart is beating for it is. Now, what are you and Fran going to do on Valentine's Day? What does a long-time, happily, and I mean it, happily married couple, there are a few, what do they do on Valentine's Day? Do you go out for a nice dinner or something like that?
Probably. I haven't really done any plans on that yet.
What about hot sex? I'm just asking. Just want to know. You know, just a young guy wanting to know.
Well, yeah, just use your imagination, Imran.
Oh, no, you don't want that.
No? Okay.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay, so make sure you don't give your loved one, if it's a baby bottle, because, you know, you don't want to give them that chemical bisphenol A. You know, you've heard of BPA. It's in those drinking bottles, all those bottles that the drinking water's in. It's got it in it, you know?
You mean like my drinking water?
That's right.
What do you do then?
Well, you get a metal or a glass container. You don't drink out of plastic because it's bad stuff.
I've been drinking out of plastic for many, many years now. Now he tells me.
Oh, well, what can you
do? I'm ruined!
A couple of weeks, we'll be back here at Radio, signing off. Happy trails, Vancouver's collectors. What better song to finish off with love in the air?
What love?
What is love? What the hell is love anyway?
It's a four-letter word, but I can get you a better one.
Radio Gak is next.
Children reach each other. The UBC Ski and Snowboard Club is a nonprofit, democratic, student-run organization dedicated to promoting the sports of skiing and snowboarding and the associated lifestyle.
We endeavor to make skiing and snowboarding accessible and fun by actively seeking out the best deals and discounts for our members, as well as organizing trips to local ski areas and setting up numerous social events.
Come on one of our legendary trips and explore the glory of riding in British Columbia. Or join us at the bar to discover the true meaning of debauchery. Ask your roommate, ask your parents, ask the RCMP. Who has the most fun at UBC? You'll get the same answer. The Ski and Snowboard Club.
Duh. Joining the Ski and Board Club is easy. Come by our office, sub 115, anytime with some money to become a member. Your membership gives you access to all the deals offered by our sponsors. Cheap beverage.